Tuesday, September 3rd. It's way past midnight and I'm about to freak out because I still don't have my homework done. The assignment is for Honors English Lit and we're reading A Midsummer Night's Dream by Shakespeare. I was kind of surprised because I didn't know he wrote Teen Chick Lit. It's about a mischievous fairy named Puck who tries to break up a really cute couple lost in an enchanted forest. Then this guy with a donkey head crashes a big fairy party and hooks up with their queen. Pretty weird stuff. Our homework assignment is to complete 3 essay questions about Puck. Number 1. Would you consider Puck the protagonist of the play? Why or why not? Number 2. How do Puck's personality and actions set the mood of the play? Number 3. Use your imagination and provide either a detailed physical description or a drawing of Puck. The first 2 questions weren't that hard, and I finished them in no time at all. However, the 3rd question threw me for a loop. I didn't have the slightest idea what Puck looked like, but I tried to imagine him with cute little pointy ears and as hot as Nick Jonas. I was also dying to know if having a messed up name like Puck had completely ruined his life. I bet the popular kids at his school called him Puke, Schmuck, Yuck, or something worse. Poor Puck. I tried to go to that educational website, Wiki something or other, that everyone plagiarizes, to find a picture of Puck. But I couldn't remember the name of it, and was too lazy to Google it. I was really surprised to hear a knock on my bedroom door this late at night, and I assumed it was my 6-year-old sister, Brianna. About a week ago, she lost one of her front teeth and buried it in the backyard to see if it would grow. She is forever doing crazy weird stuff like that. My mom says it's because she's still a little kid, but I personally think it's because she has the IQ of a box of crayons. As a little joke, I told Brianna the Tooth Fairy collected teeth from children all over the world and then superglued them together to make dentures for old people. I explained that she was in big trouble with the Tooth Fairy, seeing as she had dug a hole and buried her tooth somewhere out in the backyard. The funniest part was that Brianna totally believed me. She actually dug up half of Mom's flower garden trying to find her tooth. Since then, Brianna has been paranoid that the Tooth Fairy is going to sneak into her room in the middle of the night and pull out all her teeth to make dentures. But my prank kind of backfired because now she absolutely refuses to use the bathroom at night unless I first check to make sure the Tooth Fairy is not hiding behind the shower curtain or under the bath towels. And if I'm not quick enough, Brianna will have a little accident right on my bedroom carpet. Unfortunately, I had to learn the hard way that, contrary to the TV commercial, Carpet Fresh does not remove all odors. Lucky for me, it wasn't Brianna at my door, but my parents. Before I could say come in, they just kind of barged in like they always do, which really irritated me because this is supposed to be my room. And as an American citizen, I have a constitutional right to privacy, which they keep invading. The next time my parents and Brianna come rolling up in here, I'm going to scream, "Hey, why don't y'all just move in?" Anyway, my parents said they were surprised to see that I was still up doing homework, and they wanted to know how things were going at school. It was really strange because just as I was about to answer, I had a total meltdown right on the spot and burst into tears. My parents were shocked and stared at me and then at each other. Finally, Mom hugged me and said, "My poor little boo-boo," which only made me feel worse. Not fitting in at school was bad enough, but now I had to suffer the additional humiliation of being the only 14-year-old still being called little boo-boo. Suddenly, my dad's face lit up. "Hey, I've got a great idea. We know you've been under a lot of stress lately with our move and your new school, I bet if we posted some positive affirmations all around the house, it would help you adjust. You think? I was like, okay, Dad, this is what I think. It's a stupid idea. Like, sticky notes with corny sayings on them will solve my problems of being a total loser at school. You want to know what else I think? The article I read about bug extermination chemicals killing off brain cells is probably true. But I just said it inside my head so no one else heard it but me. My parents kept staring at me, and it was starting to creep me out. Finally, after what seemed like forever, my mom smiled and said, "Honey, just remember, we love you. And if you need us, we're right down the hall." They walked back to their bedroom, and for several minutes I could hear their muffled voices. I guessed that they were probably discussing whether or not I should be committed to a mental hospital right then or first thing in the morning. Since it was so late, I decided to finish my Puck assignment during study hall. I wonder if you still have to hand in homework when you're locked up in a psycho ward.